You're supposed to say, you know, we're important. You're supposed to say, it's all going to be all right. And you're supposed to say that, you know, whatever you dream can come true. And you're supposed to say all those things. I do believe in manifestation, power of that kind of stuff. But I don't believe that any of it matters. You know, this mattering is to me a human construct born out of a need, to same need as you have to have, you know, deities and things like that. And I believe in an energy of God, energy of, you know, everything is divine. You know, there's just not, there's no thing that isn't divine. Everything is divine, and I'm that. And it doesn't matter to me what's happening. I'm finding that ultimately the freedom from it is something people are kind of hungry for.
Right.
They're like, I don't want to be me either.
Right.
You know, and I go, well, great, because you never have been.
Welcome to the Wicca Shaman Show. Hope everyone's doing great. Today's episode is over souls. Do we have souls? Is our consciousness a soul? Does something leave our body when we die? Probably one of the biggest questions throughout human history. Can you create something physical and that physical object have a soul? For example, if we create a house, is it possible that when we create a house, because we have a soul, that we are giving the house some kind of spirit or a piece of our soul that puts the house into our afterlife or nirvana, heaven, whatever you want to call it? Like, will artificial intelligence be in afterlife, or does artificial intelligence have a soul? Will, is it possible for it to develop a soul? What is a soul? The definition is a consciousness that has mortality or lasts beyond the physical life into the spiritual life. So could our houses be in heaven? When we develop through evolution, is it possible that we created a spiritual world for us to lie in when we are not physical? Maybe that source, our source, is not in the physical, and we are sent to and from that realm of existence. Maybe the information gathered here goes back to the source. Maybe this was just for what we call God, or maybe ourselves, to learn. Science, psychology, has never pinpointed hardcore proof of us having a soul. But evidence that disproves it doesn't exist either. Actually, many scientists, psychiatrists, and psychologists lean towards the experiments actually supporting having a soul. More so than us not having one. One of the biggest questions in human history, with hundreds of thousands of people still trying to figure it out fully today, most of all religions believe that everything we experience is through our soul, but we do have temptations and free will through our flesh. Scientists at Harvard did an experiment in 2018 saying that they may have found the part of the brain that they believe controls the soul or consciousness. To figure this out, they had 36 patients with brainstem dysfunctions. 12 of them were in comas, 24 of them were not. They scanned their brains to see why 24 of them kept conscious and 12 of them didn't. They found that the exact part of the brain was damaged in 11 of the 12 coma patients. This part of the brain has always been associated with awareness. It's called the pontine tegmentum. Some people call it the seat of the soul throughout ancient history. Also, in ancient Egypt, it was this part of the brain and the pineal gland that they put in their culture and their art. And we all know their culture honored death and the afterlife. I personally look at afterlife as a place with all information and energy our conscious as a whole decided to take back with it. I believe that just like we develop here in the physical, that we do develop in the spiritual realm as well. To me, it makes sense, even from like a scientific evolutional point, that living things would want to create some sort of area where once we die, that we go to you know, keep that information. And then that information would also help living physical things, because the information that we would bring from death to the spiritual or afterlife realm of existence, once we put another soul into the physical world, it would have a lot of that information programmed into it, which is, you know, probably never going to be proven, very controversial, but through all of my thought processes and thought experiments, that's kind of what I lean towards. Near-death experiences, meditations, and dare I say drugs, fastings, it's hard, but it is possible to reach state of mind states where I think that you are experiencing pieces of that world. I think we all have a soul, and I think a soul is a piece of the main source or the drive of creation, or what we call God. I think we all have a piece of that, and we are experiencing the physical world through our bodies, but because we have that piece, we have what we call consciousness. And that we do gain information. It's not everything that we get put in our brain, but I do think that our consciousness can gain information, and then that information will be taken with us when we die, when we go back to the afterlife, God, the main source, everything that's just driving everything now. And I think that that's everything, not just humans, all living things, and maybe sometimes I think it maybe even all the physical things, and especially Mother Earth. Okay, humans were scared of snakes, and they had a huge problem with snakes because they were killing us. So we started developing through evolution better eyesight and how to climb better and run speed, and you know, they started slowly becoming less of a problem. Today they're a very little problem to most humans living on Earth. That's just one example out of hundreds of thousands, if not millions. So if all of us humans knew and know death is a huge problem, and that we fear it, to me it does make sense that it would be very possible for us to create something through evolution to deal with death in some way. Maybe it's possible that we couldn't, we can't, it's impossible, or maybe it's very possible, just like it was for us to develop lungs to get out of the water and start walking around creating robots. My thoughts.
And so I think those kinds of phenomena give good grounds for thinking that we ourselves are minds, immaterial minds, who are coordinated with a brain and nervous system in such a way that these work together. The great Nobel Prize-winning neurologist Sir John Eccles described this view, or labeled this view, dualism interactionism. And he said, just as a piano player uses a piano to play music, so the soul uses the brain as an instrument to think.
Thank you everyone for listening. If you like the show, please share it with your friends or follow us on Instagram at The Wicked Shaman. I will see you guys next time. Peace.